Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 350, the stanzas 1, 3, and 5. With joy I heard my friends exclaim, come, let us in God's temple meet. Within thy gates, O Zion blessed, shall ever stand our willing feet. And what follows, Psalter 350, the stanzas 1, 3, and 5.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in 1 Samuel 1. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. 1 Samuel 1. And now there was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim, of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Ziph, an Ephrathite. And he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah, and Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priest of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered He gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. And her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. And now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. And now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thine wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou wast asked of him. And she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Lord, and there abide forever. And Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, Do what seemeth thee good. Tarry until thou have weaned him. Only the Lord establish his word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here, a praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I ask of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and all of all the earth, thou who sitteth upon thy throne in the heavens, surrounded by the holy angels and the souls of just men made perfect, O, as the earth as thy footstool, then thou hast exhorted that oftentimes we must come at thy footstool with all our blessings, with our needs, with our desires, and with our sins. And then thou hast promised in a special way thy special presence in thy house, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. And it is declared in thy holy word that the holy angels are also present, Lord. Wilt thou grant unto us and our children an impression of these matters, and may it please thee by thy Spirit that we may receive a low place, a humble place at thy footstool, with a vehement desire that thou may be praised and that thou may be glorified. Thou wast given so many reasons in the week gone by to do the same, and our Lord, thou knowest in our deep fallen Adam that we have lost that thankfulness, that true thankfulness. It is a gift merited by thy dear Son, and which thou grantest by the immediate working of the Holy Spirit. Ah, may it please thee that we may have a little to receive a little, because it is all given good of what we have heard out of thy holy word, of that hand that has come up to thy courts and that was so troubled, that was given to pour out her heart, and where she has received an answer, Lord. Thou knowest how we have spent the week, that then thou hast granted so many blessings. Then it is so necessary each time by renewal that our heart may become soft. And thou knowest most perfectly how that we have come up to thy house. Lord, may the prayers have been multiplied, that thou may dwell richly amongst us, that thou may magnify the wonders of thy free and sovereign grace, that sons and daughters may be born in Zion, but that also thy children, that they may receive a portion of thee, and in a special way in this morning, or in this hour, and not only the audible gospel hopes to be proclaimed, but also the visible gospel administered in the midst of the congregation. Lord, then we commend these fathers and mothers unto thee, whereby renewal in their married life, where thou wast blessed them with the little one, ah, such a precious little gift, thou wast granted them a little daughter, and, ah, Lord, thou also knowest how they have spent a week, and how they have risen in this morning, how they have come up to thy house. Ah, may they have begged of thee for thy blessing and for thy help, and that in this morning hour that their heart indeed may become very soft under thy goodness, when they may be privileged to present their little one in a special way before thee, to receive thy thrice holy name upon their little foreheads, the sign and the seal of the covenant, O Lord. We humbly beg of thee that thou may do for those little ones what is signified by the sacrament. O, may it please thee, by thy free and sovereign grace, to take early possessions of their little heart. And do remember the parents, oh, impress upon their hearts that they are only stewards, and stewardship is only for a time. It has been experienced that stewardship can be so short, and to that end, wilt thou grant these family circles a special place when they may gather round about thy holy word, and when they may call upon thy holy name. Oh, thou hast promised to work from generation to generation. They have been the means to bring these little children upon the earth with a beginning, but they shall never cease. May they also be the means used by thee for their second birth, ah, Lord. That is even a greater wonder. And thou hast promised in thy holy word that they shall fear thee as long as the sun and the moon endure throughout all generations. To that end, we commend unto thee the grandparents and the great-grandparents, a special hour for them, O Lord. Wilt thou make it special indeed, and that in this hour, that they may also receive a soft heart to be humbled under thy mercies, and that the prayers may be multiplied for their seed, for their body, and for their soul. We commend unto thee all the barren ones, O Lord. We have heard out of thy holy word of that barren Hannah, whose prayers have been answered, and whom thou wast gladdened with thy deeds, and she was given to praise thy holy name. Then we commend all the mothers with the unborn unto thee. Wilt thou graciously watch over them and gladden them at thy time with thy deeds. Lord, remember thy church, all those that labor in thy vineyard, thy servants. Remember the student. Remember elders and deacons. Remember all the sowers of the word upon the face of the earth. we commend unto thee all the temporal needs. They are also manifold, and then we may humbly ask thee that the temporal needs, the trials, that they may drive us out to thy throne, draw us closer to thy word, because also in the way of trials, when thou speakest in a special way, either a savor of life unto life, or a savor of death unto death, Lord, do remember all the mourning ones, widowers, widows, those that have brought children and other dear ones to the grave. Do remember the orphans, wilt thou uphold and wilt thou strengthen. Remember all our elderly ones in the evening of their life, when the infirmities only increase, when the tabernacle of our body is more broken down, Lord, above all things. Do be mindful and save their never-dying souls. Remember the sick and afflicted. By renewal we may acknowledge thee that there is none in the hospital. That is also thy doing, although there are those that are waiting for surgery and also for treatments. Lord, remember those that constantly struggle with pain and weariness of the body. Wilt thou remember all the sick relatives, all the circumstances are known unto thee. Grant them a place at thy footstool, and may it all be used, that they may be brought under the care of that heavenly physician, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we now humbly ask thee for thy gracious help. Open and bless thy holy word. Wilt thou bless the reading of the form which our fathers have composed for the administration of the sacrament of holy baptism, to declare the riches thereof, then it is necessary that our understanding, also our hearts, are opened. Lord, wilt thou grant to these parents that they may be given to see a little of the riches, what is declared in the sacrament, where the water points to the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in the midst of thy church, then the King is pleased to institute two sacraments for the strengthening of the most holy faith of thy people, O Lord. May it be used to that end in this morning. And then there may be a people, when that takes place, that they may truly join in with the thanksgiving prayer. We thank thee, Father, that thou hast forgiven us and our children of all of our sins through the precious blood of thy Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, wilt thou then be a surprising God? Deal not as we deserve. Wilt thou dwell richly amongst us, and that the outgoing of this service may be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. We ask it in the pardoning of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. We shall now read the form for the administration of holy baptism, which you can find on page 126 in the back of the Psalter. The principal parts of the doctrine of holy baptism are these three. First, that we with our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are children of wrath, insomuch that we cannot enter into the kingdom of God except we are born again. This the dipping in or sprinkling with water teaches us, whereby the impurity of our souls is signified, and we admonish to loathe and humble ourselves before God, and seek for our purification and salvation without ourselves. Secondly, holy baptism witnesseth and sealeth unto us the washing away of our sins through Jesus Christ. Therefore we are baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. For when we are baptized in the name of the Father, God the Father witnesseth and sealeth unto us that he doth make an eternal covenant of grace with us, and adopts us for his children and heirs, and therefore will provide us with every good thing, and avert all evil, or turn it to our profit. And when we are baptized in the name of the Son sealeth unto us that he doth wash us in his blood from all our sins, incorporating us into the fellowship of his death and resurrection, so that we are freed from all our sins and accounted righteous before God. In like manner, when we are baptized in the name of the Holy Ghost assures us by this holy sacrament that he will dwell in us and sanctify us to be members of Christ, applying unto us that which we have in Christ, namely, the washing away of our sins and the daily renewing of our lives, till we shall finally be presented without spot or wrinkle among the assembly of the elect in life eternal. Thirdly, whereas in all covenants there are contained two parts, therefore are we by God through baptism admonished of and obliged unto new obedience, namely, that we cleave to this one God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that we trust in him and love him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our mind, and with all our strength, that we forsake the world, crucify our old nature, and walk in a new and holy life. And if we sometimes through weakness fall into sin, we must not therefore despair of God's mercy, nor continue in sin, since baptism is a seal and undoubted testimony that we have an eternal covenant of grace with God. And although our young children do not understand these things, we may not therefore exclude them from baptism, for as they are without their knowledge partakers of the condemnation in Adam, so are they again received unto grace in Christ, as God speaketh unto Abraham, the father of all the faithful, and therefore unto us and our children, saying, I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. Genesis 17, verse 7. This also the Apostle Peter testifieth with these words, for the promises unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2 verse 39. Therefore God formerly commanded them to be circumcised, which was a seal of the covenant and of the righteousness of faith. And therefore Christ also embraced them, laid his hands upon them, and blessed them. Mark 10. Since then baptism has come in the place of circumcision, therefore infants are to be baptized as heirs of the kingdom of God and of his covenant. And parents are in duty bound further to instruct their children herein when they shall arrive to years of discretion. That therefore this holy ordinance of God may be administered to his glory, to our comfort, and to the edification of his church, let us call upon his holy name. O Almighty and Eternal God, thou who hast according to thy severe judgment punished the unbelieving and unrepentant world with a flood, and hast according to thy great mercy saved and protected believing Noah and his family, thou who hast drowned the obstinate Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, and hast led thy people Israel through the midst of the sea upon dry ground, by which baptism was signified, we beseech thee that thou wilt be pleased of thine infinite mercy graciously to look upon these children and incorporate them by thy Holy Spirit into thy Son Jesus Christ, that they may be buried with him into his death and be raised with him in newness of life, that they may daily follow him, joyfully bearing their cross, and cleave unto him in true faith, firm hope, and ardent love, that they may, with a comfortable sense of thy favor, leave this life, which is nothing but a continual death, and at the last day may appear without tear before the judgment seat of Christ thy Son, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost, one only God, lives and reigns forever. Amen. We now ask the parents to arise. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have heard that baptism is an ordinance of God to seal unto us and to our seed his covenant. Therefore it must be used for that end and not out of custom or superstition, that it may then be manifest that you are thus minded, you are to answer sincerely to these questions. First, whether you acknowledge that although our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are subject to all miseries, yea, to condemnation itself, yet that they are sanctified in Christ, and therefore as members of his church ought to be baptized. Secondly, whether you acknowledge the doctrine which is contained in the Old and New Testaments, and in the articles of the Christian faith, and which is taught here in this Christian church, to be the true and perfect doctrine of salvation. Thirdly, whether you promise and intend to see these children when come to the years of discretion, instructed and brought up in the aforesaid doctrine, or help or cause them to be instructed therein to the utmost of your power, what is your answer before the Lord and in the midst of this congregation? Father David Elliman, Mother Elliman, Father Ryan DeCock, and Mother DeCock. Fathers and mothers, when you may stand here in this morning in God's house, then there are so many reasons to acknowledge the Lord for His goodness and for His mercies. Job has declared, and that was under trials, under mourning. Then he has declared in Job 23, verse 16, for God maketh my heart soft. O parents, how good the Lord has been. Spared life, given life, entrusted unto you this particular little daughter that you may be stewards. Oh, I hope that there have been times, and that there may be those times, that you may sprinkle your children with your tears, an impression of the Lord's goodness, but also a deep impression when you hold your little child. You are holding eternity in your hands. A little child that had a beginning, but that shall never cease to exist, that has begun its journey to that never-ending eternity. And now in this morning, there's a very special morning. I hope, parents, that the Lord may make it very special for you, unforgettable. Then it pleases the Lord. Is that not a wonder? That great, majestic, glorious, triune God, that He is willing to put His thrice holy name upon the forehead of your little child. Then in that way, then Christ is declaring His kingship. That command in Matthew 28, verse 19, that has been given to the church nearly 2,000 years ago. And in those 2,000 years, then the devil with all the powers of hell has continued to persecute and destroy His church in many different ways. But now in this morning, in the year of our Lord, 2022, then the King of the church is still placing the thrice holy name of a triune God upon your little foreheads. Then in this morning, Christ, then as prophet, then He is instructing you also as parents. Parents, I hope you have been on your knees much. and ask the Lord for some light upon the sacrament, then Christ this prophet, with the sacrament, with the water, we have heard it so clearly explained out of the form that our children are unclean, that on account of their original sin, they are lying under the wrath of God, under the sentence of death. And that is because Job has declared in Job 14 verse 4, who can bring a clean out of an unclean? But then in this morning, O parents, then the King is declaring a way for us and our children to be saved and to be restored into that blessed communion with the triune God. Then the water, as the water cleanses our body from filth, so the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that cleanses from all sin. But the King is declaring more. Not only the possibility, parents, but the sureness thereof, that that work shall continue. And the King has promised that he shall work from generation to generation. Thus then the King, in his prophetical office in this morning, then he is declaring his priestly office, that he has come upon the earth that a church may and shall be saved. And parents, may you be given to see something of the riches thereof and what is then necessary, the work of the Holy Spirit, that we become a sinner indeed. And parents, when that takes place, then we become exercised with our dear children. Because when we have an impression that we have a soul, then we also have an impression that our dear little children have a soul. And stewardship, it can be so short. We have experienced it. The very young, the young, all ages, can so suddenly be ushered into eternity. And to that end, parents, may you be given, oh, with your little families, to spend that time around God's holy word, bowing your knees, begging the Lord as an unworthy people. Oh, parents, there are riches declared in that sacrament. We have deserved nothing, but may you be given to ask the Lord for great things, that he may convert your whole family, because what shall it be under such a precious proclamation, word and sacrament, to have to go lost? To that end, the Lord grant you as parents with your children that special place. Oh, we hope to hear about it in this morning, to resemble that Hannah. You may sit. Our grandparents and great-grandparents, then in this morning hour, then there are also many reasons that your heart may be soft, when you may witness that of your seed, that they may receive the seal and the sign and the seal of the covenant, with the administration of the sacrament of holy baptism. And grandparents and great-grandparents, how has it now been with you in the past week and in this morning? I read in 1 Kings 17 of the prophet Elijah, with that son of the widow of Zarephath, he had died, but our seed, they are conceived and born in sin, dead in sins and trespasses. May it be granted, O grandparents and great-grandparents, then you have much work to do on your knees. May it be granted. May the Lord bind it upon the heart, that you may be given when you bow your knees, as it were, to lay your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren at the throne of grace, begging the Lord for the works of free and sovereign grace, that the Lord may work from generation to generation. And then, of course, also to examine our hearts, how it is traveling to that never-ending eternity. Congregation, by renewal, we may witness the sacrament of holy baptism and then give you debris in article number 34 of the Confession of Faith. Then he has stated concerning that sacrament by which we are received into the Church of God and separated from all other people and strange religions, that we wholly belong to him whose ensign and banner we bear. Do you hear it? We are bearers of the name of a thrice holy God. Concerning that name, there are many texts in the Old Testament where the Lord declares to the people of Israel that they are a people that are called by his name. And even after the blessing of Aaron in Numbers 6, verse 27, and they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and that for a purpose, because in Deuteronomy 28, verse 10, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou wert called by the name of God. Thus congregation, a separated people. And can the world now see it? Because we have heard the third commandment. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And when we sin with the baptized forehead, that the name of the Lord is blasphemed, then what a great sin that is with those that are bearers of that name. But now concerning that name, then there are also written of special privileges for the church concerning the bearers of that name. But then each time it is in the context of a people that are humbled and are given to bow and are given to repent. Because Solomon in his prayer, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. Thus the special privileges to be set apart. Oh, how goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel. What profit hath the what advantage hath the Jew, or what profit is there of circumcision? Much every way, chiefly in that the oracles of God are entrusted unto them. And now, congregation, how often do we meditate and think about our baptized forehead? What profound instruction, what encouragement that there is forgiveness for us and our children, but also a great responsibility. The king has given two sacraments for the strengthening of the faith of his people. The sacrament of holy baptism and the sacrament of the holy supper of our Lord Jesus Christ. May it be used to that end, however we come up, congregation. Have we thought about the sacrament of holy baptism? Have we prayed for these parents and for their little children? But, oh, have there also been a few beggars, sinners, that have learned how black and how vile, sinners that have worked so hard to cleanse themselves and that had to confess in this morning, "Ach, Lord, a sinner still." And what else? Becoming worse. Oh, what a precious preaching. May it please the Lord by His Spirit to use it in this morning hour. Oh, for God's people, by the first time and by renewal, when they may see that water sprinkled, that it points by an eye of faith to be given to look upon the King and His beauty. Oh, who has suffered and died. And when that may take place, then the church, by true saving faith, may join in with that thanksgiving prayer. We praise Thee that Thou hast forgiven us and our sins through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord grant His blessing. While the children are being brought in, let us sing together of Psalter 170, the first stanza. A praise waits for thee in Zion. All men shall worship there and pay their vows before thee, O God, who hearest prayer. And what follows? Psalter 170, the first stanza. Mallory, Lucinda, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Hannah Jolene, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us arise and sing of Psalter 425, the fifth stanza. Let us close with thanksgiving. Almighty God and merciful Father, we thank and praise Thee that Thou hast forgiven us and our children all our sins through the blood of Thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and received us through Thy Holy Spirit as members of Thine only begotten Son, and adopted us to be Thy children, and sealed and confirmed the same unto us by holy baptism. We beseech Thee, through the same Son of Thy love, that Thou wilt be pleased always to govern these baptized children by Thy Holy Spirit, that they may be piously and religiously educated, increase and grow up in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they then may acknowledge Thy fatherly goodness and mercy, which Thou hast shown to them and us, and live in all righteousness under our only teacher, King and High Priest, Jesus Christ, and manfully fight against and overcome sin, the devil, and his whole dominion to the end, that he may eternally praise and magnify Thee and Thy Son, Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Ghost, the one only true God. Amen. Let us sing together of Psalter 387, the six stanzas. To God my earnest voice I raise, to God my voice imploring praise. Before his face my grief I show, and tell my trouble and my woe and what follows. The extra collection today is for the Bethesda Care Home, Psalter 387, the six stanzas. To God my earnest voice I raise. To God my voice imploring praise. Before his face my grief I show, and tell my trouble and my woe. These are the words, beloved congregation, that we have sung together. It was of David in the cave, when his heart was overwhelmed. But then he was given to flee to the Lord. Faith and exercise the hope in his God. And this psalm, and this psalter, oh, what an encouragement it has been through the church of all ages. Because for that praying and for that begging people, all already in that way, when they may be given to pour out their heart, then what a sweetness there lies therein. Oh, could they only remain there. But now for that people, the Lord shall answer their prayers. And then a David was given to sing already of that deliverance, that there would come a time the righteous then shall gather round to share the blessings I have found. That unbelief can say it shall never be. And the devil is that accuser, what an assaulting there can be that it is not for you, but for that poor people that may remain at the throne of grace. Through difficulties and impossibilities with the burden of their sin. For that people, it is true. At the end, then it shall be perfect. But that people may have a little beginning. The righteous then shall gather round to share the blessings I have found. Their hearts made glad because they see how richly the Lord has blessed, has dealt with me. What a blessing that is, congregation, if that may take place with the sacrament of holy baptism for parents. When they have come burdened, concerning themselves and their little children. But when the Lord may grant that light, and when the Lord may grant that blessing, what a blessing, when there may be such a one, when they may come up to God's house, and when they may be given to see something of the riches of the sacrament, that it is also possible for me, of such a soul, we wish to speak in this morning with the help of the Lord. You can find our text words in 1 Samuel 1. We hope to consider the verses 24 through 28, and we shall read the verses 26, 27, and 28. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here, praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I ask of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshipped the Lord there. Our text words speak of Hannah bringing Samuel to the tabernacle at Shiloh, with four thoughts. In the first place, and offering Hannah. Secondly, and explaining Hannah. Thirdly, a lending Hannah. And fourthly, a diligent Hannah. Hannah bringing Samuel to the tabernacle at Shiloh and offering Hannah and explaining Hannah, a lending Hannah and a diligent Hannah. Thus first, an offering Hannah. Congregation, when we and our children may read this chapter, if it may be right, then it should be accompanied with many prayers. Young men, to receive such a Hannah, husbands, that they may have such a Hannah, that there may be many Hannahs amongst us. That is so necessary and indispensable in the midst of the church. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. May it arouse to a holy jealousy. Oh, should fathers and mothers not continually pray, Lord, may our daughters be such Hannahs, because such Hannahs, that is for God's glory, and that is for the welfare of the church and the profit of the family circles. In our text words, we read of a Hannah who has come up with Elkanah and her little Samuel to the tabernacle for a special purpose. What a privilege and what a blessing it is when there may be such a people in the midst of the church. Also, when the sacrament of holy baptism is administered, that fathers and mothers may come up in such a way. But concerning Hannah, it did not begin with that offering, much as went before. If we would have went on house visitation and say, Hannah, tell us now how you have received your blessing, your little Samuel, because that name Samuel, that means ask of the Lord. Oh, the Lord has a people who may have those Samuels that are won by prayer, by the work of the Holy Spirit. And as Thomas Goodwin, a Puritan, has stated, those blessings are sweetest that are won by prayer and that are worn by thanks. Then a Hannah, then she could tell us what has went before, what has taken place with the birth of Samuel, and also the fruits which it has left behind. Then what a privilege, parents, concerning the sacrament, when the Lord grants exercises before, that it is an unforgettable moment, a moment that you cannot forget, but that it also leaves something behind, and that it may be followed by unceasing prayer and diligence concerning the instruction of our children. Then concerning Hannah, oh, she had not such an easy life, but, oh, that name Hannah, that means grace or gracious. She was wrought upon by the Holy Spirit, as she was given to walk in the tender fear of the Lord. And then in the beginning of this chapter, because it did not begin with that offering, Hannah, then much is transpired, much is practical instruction in this chapter about, oh, a beautiful type of those true Hannahs. Because those true Hannahs, they learn that they are so barren, so unfruitful. Oh, they are given to weep many bitter tears. The Lord remembered the natural barren ones amongst us with the cross. Also, when the sacrament is administered, when they may see parents hold a little one, and they still have empty arms. But now the Lord has a people upon the earth, by the uncovering work of the Holy Spirit, that they learn that they are so unfruitful, that they are so barren. And then a Peninnah, that is a type of a nominal Christendom, that has everything in their hands. They have never learned what grace is. And then that nominal Christendom, then sometime, oh, many times they are so blinded, but there are those times that nominal Christendom is given to see that the Lord has a special people. No, that people are not special, but receives special grace. And that they have received something, that they may possess matters which that nominal Christendom does not have. And then many times it turns into enmity. Oh, for those true Hannahs, there can be times that they lay it before the Lord, that they say, Lord, it seems that those Peninnahs, that they have everything, and that they are happy. Ah, those Hannahs, they are not jealous of them. But nevertheless, those Hannahs, they are so poor and so barren. And then we have heard it, that when the offerings were brought, all Elkanah with his wives, there was much amiss in the tabernacle. Those wicked sons of Hophni and the wicked sons of Eli, Hophni and that other son, oh, they have desecrated the service of the Lord. Then we even read of women, maybe even immodestly dressed, the sin against the sixth and the seventh commandment. We especially read of, but for that family of Elkanah, oh, then they went up to the feast of the Lord. And then for Hannah, with that pestering Peninnah, oh, so poor and needy, then it has become so much, then she has not eaten. And then in Elkanah, then he has said unto her, Hannah, why weepest thou, and why eatest thou not, and why is thy heart grieved? Ah, that is not a strange matter for those true Hannahs, with the burden of their sin, with that missing of God. Oh, if we ask then those Hannahs, do you then have no hope? Ah, that she has received, because the Spirit grants unto his people those graces of faith, hope, and love. Oh, times at the throne of grace, times that they may hear their heart declared that they are indeed a true Hannah, but they are still so barren. And then there are times, oh, many times they do their best to hide it, but that even in the midst of the family circles, congregation, does that still take place, boys and girls, that you can see your father and mother, that they are so grieved, that there are tears, and that you are given to ask them, and they are given to open their heart. Oh, children, We are traveling to a never-ending eternity. I have made an oath at baptism, and I feel so insufficient. The Lord is still gathering a church. Oh, we need to seek the Lord earnestly. While it can yet, and it may yet. Oh, and Elkanah, he was given to see that Hannah was sorely grieved. And then he is given opportunity that she may unburden her heart. And then in Elkanah, oh, he has tried his best. He has tried to comfort Hannah with himself. Am I not better than 10 sons? Oh, we should have also pointed that Hannah to the Lord. But what has Hannah now done, boys and girls? Oh, what a privilege and what a blessing. It was by the work of the Holy Spirit, by the spirit of prayer and supplication, that Hannah has went to the tabernacle, thought that she was alone, and there she has poured out her heart so freely and so fully, all with her bareness. What a precious prayer, oh, fathers and mothers. The Lord grant that prayer of Hannah unto all of us. And then we read that she has prayed in verse 11 and in verse 10, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life. Do you hear it? What a precious prayer. Fathers and mothers, how has it been? Have you resembled in a little way that Hannah? Because in that prayer, all with her tears, a flood of tears, when she was given to pour out her heart unto the Lord, then have you heard it? She was given to make that confession. Ah, Lord, I am thine handmaid. We read that word, that confession, different times in the Bible. Think of Ruth, Abigail, mother Mary, the mother of Jesus in Luke 1, thine handmaid. And then she was given to ask and remember me. Oh, Psalm 106, verse 4. Remember me with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people, and not forget thine handmaid. Shall the Lord then ever forget his people? Ah, we know what is written in the Bible in Isaiah 49. I have engraven thee upon the palms of my hand. Impossible. Oh, those true Hannahs, chosen in eternity, loved from eternity, sought out here in the time, and under all the different circumstances, oh, it can seem that the Lord has forgotten them. How often that a Hannah must have prayed for a child, that she may embrace a child in her arms. Oh, then undoubtedly those times that the Lord has given such a spirit of prayer, such an opening at the throne of grace, and a perseverance. Oh, that at times she was given to believe that the prayers have been heard by the Lord, and a hope. We do not read of a promise. It is not all written in the Bible. But she was so overwhelmed, thine handmaid, but who would that little son now be for? Thus then we read in that prayer, in the context of the first three petitions of the Lord's Prayer, we pray so much to ourselves. Are our prayers toward the Lord? For parents that are expecting a child, are their prayers concerning their souls? And when we receive a child, because for a Hannah, all with an eye upon God's glory, also that she may have something to answer. Because what must the Hannah now say to that mocking Peninnah with those empty arms? Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Because she has vowed a vow before the Lord. Lord, thou now granteth the little son. It is so necessary that the prayers are multiplied concerning born children, a daughter, when it may be spared, become a Hannah in the home, godly mothers in the home. It is so necessary. How different it would be in our nation if the mothers were at home. And a son, Lord, may he be one that may serve in thy vineyard. That was the context of the vow. Lord, thou givest me a little son, then I shall return him unto thee. And so in our text, there were a few years that Hannah has said unto Elkanah, her husband, not ordering her husband, because her husband was the head, but has unburdened her heart to receive the approval of her husband, that for a time she would not go up until he has become a little older. We read when he was weaned, many times 3 years, not clearly written. It is written that Samuel was young when they have brought him to the tabernacle. And so there came a time, then Hannah has not forgotten about her vow. But there was a time, we must close, maybe another time we can continue. But let us add in this morning, for Hannah, with that thought that she would only have her little Samuel for a certain time, how diligent she must have been instructing that Samuel in the things of the Lord. It was only for a time. Parents, we hope that the Lord may spare your little ones for you, and you for your children. But remember that stewardship can be so short. Family circles have experienced it. And therefore, in that respect, may you be given to resemble that Hannah. How she must have instructed her little Samuel. How often the family circle must have bowed their knees because Samuel, the tabernacle was not so good with those wicked sons of Eli. Nevertheless, she has kept her vow. Amen. Let us close. Lord, may it please thee to grant in the midst of the congregation that there may be Hannahs. May there be many Hannahs. Maybe not speaking so much, but when we become true Hannahs, then it shall become evident in our life. Then it becomes visible in the family circle. Wilt thou greatly increase the number, and wilt thou grant also little Samuels for thy church. By renewal, we commend these fathers and mothers unto thee, with the little ones, that may leave thy house, with thy thrice holy name, the sign and the seal of the covenant upon their foreheads. Oh, do what is signified therein. Wilt thou grant traveling mercies in this day to and fro? Wilt thou help fathers and mothers in the midst of the family circles with the instruction of their children to speak what they have heard? May there be singing, may the prayers be multiplied, and wilt thou return us in this evening hour and pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 426, the stanzas 7, 9, and 10. What shall I render to Jehovah now for all the riches of his consolation? And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. The second wedding announcement of Aidan John Niels and Arietta Ada Kurhost. The wedding service is scheduled for Friday, November 25 at 10 a.m. in the church. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory, and the insight into is at the exit. Psalter 426, the stanzas 7, 9, and 10.
Thank you.
Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.